Are you tired of feeling tossed around by external events? We all know the feeling. External pressures, other people's opinions, and unexpected challenges. They can leave us feeling powerless and drained. But what if there was a way to take back control? Stoicism provides a practical foundation for developing inner strength, resilience, and a sense of serenity in the face of turmoil. Concentrating on what we can control, our ideas, actions, and responses, may open up a world of personal development and fulfillment. So, are you ready to begin this path of self-discovery? Stay tuned as we uncover 13 Stoic ideas that will allow you to focus on yourself and watch what fantastic things happen. Before we begin, please subscribe and activate the notification bell to fully benefit from each step of your journey towards understanding Stoicism and taking control of your happiness. Let's get started. Number 1. Start your day with intentions. Each morning when the sun rises and a new day begins, we face a blank canvas on which to write our intentions. Based on Stoic philosophy, this notion challenges us to acknowledge our power in determining the course of our lives by the intentions we establish at the start of the day. Stoicism, emphasizing living in harmony with nature and fostering virtue, provides essential insights into matching our intentions with our inner ideals. Setting intentions consistent with our fundamental principles and beliefs lays the framework for a purposeful, meaningful day that aligns with our most significant goals. Starting each day with goals means embarking on a purposeful and conscientious journey of self-discovery and self-mastery. This technique asks us to halt, even for a few seconds, and reconnect with our deepest selves. Inspired by the wisdom of Stoic thinkers such as Marcus Aurelius, we may use timeless lessons to guide us through this practice. In his famous book, Meditations, Marcus Aurelius gives significant insights into the art of mindful living. Through his works, we discover the value of creating a mentality of clarity, resilience, and internal serenity. Drawing inspiration from Marcus Aurelius' contemplative techniques, we may create a place of calm and introspection to make goals that resonate profoundly inside us. Starting your day with intentions involves more than just naming goals or activities. It involves setting the tone for your desired perception. It's about defining your objectives, connecting your activities with your beliefs, and developing a purpose that will lead you throughout the day. Finding a quiet spot for reflection, documenting your wishes for the day, or participating in a quick meditation or visualization exercise are all practical ways to incorporate this practice into your morning routine. Incorporate this practice into your daily morning routine to experience the transformational power of purposeful living and create a fulfilling life. Number 2, reflect on your virtues and vices. As the day ends and the world quietens, it is an ideal time for introspection and self-reflection. This practice, profoundly based on Stoic philosophy, urges us to evaluate our ideas, behaviors, and character qualities to increase self-awareness and personal improvement. Seneca, the Stoic sage, said, "Without self-awareness, we are as babes in the cradle." This statement emphasizes the significance of developing a thorough awareness of oneself, encompassing our strengths and vices. Seneca's letters to Lucilius serve as timeless guidance, providing knowledge and insights that have endured over the years. Reflecting on our virtues entails recognizing and enjoying the traits inside ourselves that are consistent with the Stoic values of wisdom, bravery, justice, and temperance. These virtues, developed through purposeful practice and self-discipline, work as guiding beacons, illuminating the route to a life of thriving and happiness. Conversely, thinking about our vices necessitates a brave and honest analysis of those elements of ourselves that fall short of our goals. If left uncontrolled, our vices, whether wrath, greed, or fear, may hinder our progress toward virtue. However, by casting a light of knowledge on them, we empower ourselves to overcome them and live lives of greater integrity and moral greatness. Setting aside a few minutes for quiet thought, journaling about your day's experiences and observations, or participating in a guided meditation focusing on self-awareness and moral reflection are all practical ways to incorporate this practice into your nightly routine. By incorporating this practice into your everyday routine, you will better understand yourself, build your moral character, and develop a stronger feeling of harmony with Stoic ideas. Finally, by consistently meditating on your virtues and vices, you embark on a journey of self-discovery and development that leads to a life of greater wisdom, fulfillment, and inner peace. Number 3. Create a self-care routine. Self-care is significant, but it's easy to forget amidst life's pressures and distractions. However, supporting our mind, body, and soul is critical to preserving balance and well-being. Creating a self-care regimen gives us time to prioritize our needs and replenish our energy levels. Inspired by Stoic ideas of resilience and inner strength, our self-care practice may provide a haven amid life's storms. We may embrace rituals that strengthen our resilience and improve our capacity to face life's obstacles with grace and poise, much as the Stoics exercised desire discipline to create inner peace. Cold showers are one example of Stoic resilience-inspired behavior. Exposing oneself to suffering increases physical resilience while fostering mental fortitude and emotional resilience. By actively accepting discomfort, we learn to face hardship with courage and fortitude rather than avoiding it. Stoicism also influences journaling, another self-care technique. Writing about our ideas, emotions, and experiences is an effective tool for self-discovery and introspection. Inspired by the Stoic practice of self-examination, journaling helps us acquire insight into our deepest thoughts and develop a stronger sense of self-awareness. Incorporating these Stoic-inspired techniques into our self-care regimen allows us to cultivate our physical health and mental and emotional strength. By accepting discomfort and developing self-awareness, we lay the groundwork for inner strength, enabling us to tackle life's obstacles with bravery and perseverance. Practical measures for developing a self-care routine include setting aside time each day for things that offer you joy and refill your energy, such as exercise, meditation, or spending time outside. Experiment with several techniques to see what resonates best with you, and then incorporate them into your routine. Prioritizing self-care and implementing Stoic-inspired habits fosters a robust attitude and fortifies your inner strength, allowing you to face life's ups and downs with grace and perseverance. Self-care is crucial for your well-being and happiness. It's not selfish, but rather a necessary investment for a fulfilling life. Number 4. Set goals aligned with virtue. Setting goals is an effective personal development and accomplishment strategy, but not all objectives are the same. When we link our objectives with the values we value, we give our goals more meaning and purpose, leading us to a life of integrity and fulfillment. Inspired by Stoic ethics, we might use the knowledge of the cardinal virtues, wisdom, bravery, justice, and temperance to establish goals that represent our most significant aims and desires. Wisdom is the quest for knowledge, understanding, and insight into the nature of reality and the human situation. When developing wisdom-based objectives, consider how you may broaden your intellectual horizons, improve your critical thinking abilities, or better grasp philosophical concepts. Courage empowers us to face obstacles, hardships, and fears with determination and persistence. When developing courage-related objectives, think about how to push yourself beyond your comfort zone, take calculated risks, or face challenges with perseverance and bravery. Justice is defined as fairness, honesty, and moral righteousness in our interactions with people and the world around us. When selecting justice-related objectives, consider how you may help the greater good, fight for equality and social justice, or act with integrity and honesty in all your undertakings. Temperance entails exercising moderation, self-control, and balance in our desires and behaviors. When developing temperance objectives, think about developing healthy habits, exercising mindfulness and self-awareness, or creating balance in your personal and professional lives. Practical methods to develop goals linked to virtue might include reflecting on your underlying principles and determining which qualities most profoundly resonate with you. Break long-term goals into practical steps based on cardinal virtues. Aligning your objectives with specific virtues by examining their impact on your overall growth and well-being. Monitor your progress and alter your objectives to align with your beliefs and aspirations. Setting virtue-based objectives allows you to create a life of meaning, integrity, and purpose while pursuing personal success and achievement. Drawing on Stoic ethics, you may use the transformational power of the cardinal virtues to lead your path to a life of knowledge, bravery, justice, and temperance. Number 5. Practice saying no. In a world filled with limitless opportunities and demands on our time and energy, the ability to say no is often undervalued, yet crucial for preserving equilibrium, focus, and overall health. Inspired by Stoic teachings on the duality of control, notably Epictetus's, we may learn to graciously renounce commitments and activities that do not correspond with our beliefs and objectives, regaining our agency and conserving our most valuable resources, time and energy. Epictetus, a well-known Stoic philosopher, highlighted the value of focusing on what we can control while letting go of what we can't. This theory, known as the duality of control, teaches us that while we cannot control external occurrences or other people's behavior, we can control our thoughts, actions, and decisions. By embracing this concept, we may empower ourselves to make wise decisions about where we spend our time and energy, saying no to distractions and responsibilities that take us away from our priorities. Practicing saying no begins with developing a thorough awareness of your beliefs, priorities, and objectives. Clarifying what is important to you increases clarity and conviction in your decision-making process, making it more straightforward to determine which commitments correspond with your life goal and which do not. When faced with requests or invitations that do not reflect your beliefs or priorities, reacting gracefully and honestly is critical. Instead of feeling forced to say yes for fear of upsetting others or passing up chances, respect yourself and your limits by politely refusing when required. Practical steps for saying no include: pause and reflect. Before accepting any new commitment or responsibility, take a minute to consider whether it is consistent with your beliefs, priorities, and objectives. Set boundaries. Create clear limits for your time and energy, and communicate them honestly and assertively to others. Use no but statements. When saying no to a request, suggest a compromise or alternative solution to demonstrate that you value the relationship and want to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. Practice self-compassion. Recognize that saying no is an act of self-care and respect, and be gentle with yourself as you go through this process. Focus on what matters most. Remember your priorities and use them to drive your decision-making process. By learning to say no with wisdom and judgment, you make room for the people, events, and experiences that are genuinely important to you. By adopting the Stoic idea of the duality of control, you regain your agency and empower yourself to create a life consistent with your beliefs, objectives, and goals. Number 6. Limit social media consumption. We must recognize the impact of excessive consumption on our mental and emotional well-being in this era of social media dominance and online living. While social media provides extraordinary opportunities for connection, community, and self-expression, it can also foster discontent, comparison, and distraction. Inspired by Stoic concepts of detachment and tranquility, we may deliberately reduce our social media intake and create an incredible inner calm and satisfaction feeling. Social media platforms aim to capture and engage our attention, often resulting in mindless scrolling, comparison, and a persistent need for validation and acceptance. This constant desire for external validation can erode our self-esteem and hinder our capacity to build absolute pleasure and contentment. The discipline of detachment provides a potent antidote to the dangers of social media usage in Stoic philosophy. Recognizing that our actual pleasure and fulfillment originate from inside rather than from outside sources allows us to break free from the bind of continual comparison and validation-seeking behavior. Limiting social media usage means setting boundaries for when, where, and how frequently we interact with these sites. It may involve setting time restrictions. Set aside particular daily times for social media use and strictly adhere to these restrictions. Consider using apps or features that monitor your screen usage and keep you accountable. Curating your feed. Be choosy about the information you consume and the accounts you follow, focusing on those who inspire, educate, and elevate you. Unfollow accounts that promote feelings of inadequacy or comparison. Engage mindfully. Use social media with focus and mindfulness, rather than unconsciously scrolling out of habit or boredom. Pause and consider how the stuff you're consuming makes you feel, and be aware of your emotional reactions. Taking regular breaks. Plan out periods of digital detox in which you disengage entirely from social media and other digital distractions. Use this opportunity to reconnect with yourself, pursue your interests, or spend quality time with loved ones. Cultivating real-life connections, make it a point to interact with friends, family, and community members in person. Invest time and attention in developing meaningful relationships that nourish your spirit and give you a feeling of belonging. By limiting our social media intake and adopting Stoic detachment, we make room for inner peace, satisfaction, and self-discovery. Instead of seeking affirmation and contentment from outside sources, we focus inside and build a deep sense of calm and fulfillment from within. In doing so, we recover our autonomy and agency, embarking on a journey of self-awareness, authenticity, and well-being. Number 7. Connect with nature. Our modern urbanized lifestyles make becoming disconnected from the natural world easy. However, spending time in nature may significantly impact our mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Inspired by Stoic thinkers such as Cleanthes and Chrysippus, who found consolation and inspiration in the majesty of nature, we might create a deeper connection with the natural world, cultivating a sense of wonder, reverence, and oneness with the cosmos. The Stoics valued the natural world's intrinsic beauty and harmony, seeing it as a manifestation of divine order and wisdom. Cleanthes' renowned ode to Zeus expresses thanks for nature's glories and marvels at the interdependence of all living species. Chrysippus emphasized nature's qualities as a source of knowledge and peace, instructing people to find comfort and inspiration in its ageless rhythms and cycles. Connecting with nature entails more than just spending time outside. It is about developing a profound, thoughtful relationship with the natural world. This is about immerse yourself in nature. Spend time exploring natural environments, whether trekking in the mountains, going through the forest, or simply resting by a river or lake. Allow yourself to fully engage in the present moment, taking in the sights, sounds, and sensations of the natural world. Fostering awe and reverence. Immerse yourself in the beauty and majesty of nature, allowing yourself to experience awe and amazement. Whether you're gazing at a starry night sky, observing the dawn or sunset, or examining the exquisite patterns of a leaf, let the magnificence of the universe captivate you. Seek consolation and inspiration in nature's enduring rhythms and cycles. Allow the natural environment to nurture you in the same way that the Stoic thinkers did. Allow nature to be your teacher, guiding you toward a better knowledge of yourself and the cosmos. Honoring connection. Recognize all living things' connections and the web of life that supports them. As the Stoics believed, we are all part of a bigger cosmic whole. Recognize your connectivity with nature and create a sense of duty and stewardship for the earth and its people. By interacting with nature in this way, we nourish our souls and enhance our appreciation for the beauty and wonder of the world around us. Still, we also build a stronger feeling of harmony, balance, and connectivity. In a world of distractions and noise, nature provides a haven, a place of shelter and regeneration, where we may reconnect with our true selves and find calm despite the turmoil. Number 8. Practice mindful eating. In a world where we often consume food quickly, mindlessly, and abundantly, mindful eating offers a powerful remedy to the cycle of overindulgence and disconnection from our bodies. Drawing on Stoic concepts of moderation and self-control, we may approach each meal with attention and thankfulness, relishing the tastes and feeding our bodies purposefully. Stoic philosophy instructs us to practice moderation and self-control in all aspects of life, including our relationship with food. The Stoics realized that indulging in excess or succumbing to gluttony affects the body, clouds the intellect, and impairs our capacity to live according to reason and virtue. Mindful eating brings increased awareness and presence to eating, allowing us to fully engage our senses and enjoy the experience of nourishing our bodies. This is about cultivating awareness. Before you begin eating, pause and focus your attention on the current moment. Please take note of the meal's color, texture, and fragrance before you, and appreciate the time and care that went into its preparation. Slow down and absorb each mouthful, paying attention to the flavors and sensations on your palate. Chew your meal slowly and carefully, allowing you to enjoy the sensation of eating all at once. Practicing thankfulness. Create a sense of gratitude for food sustenance, acknowledging the blessing of having access to nutritious and tasty meals. Thank the farmers, producers, and all those who helped bring food to your table. listen to your body. Eat until you feel satisfied, not overly full. Listen to your body's hunger and fullness signals. Learn to recognize the difference between actual hunger and emotional or habitual eating, and treat your body's cues with care and respect, honoring your well-being. View food as fuel for your body and mind, selecting healthy and wholesome meals that promote overall health and well-being. Maintain moderation and balance in your eating habits, recognizing your body's need for sustenance and enjoyment. By practicing mindful eating based on Stoic principles, we improve our relationship with food and strengthen our connection to our bodies, senses, and the present moment. In a world of distractions and temptations, mindful eating allows us to slow down, reconnect with ourselves, and enjoy the simple pleasures of fueling our bodies with purpose and appreciation. Number 9. Engage in creative expression. We harbor tremendous energy, ready to awaken and express itself in countless ways. Engaging in creative hobbies helps us communicate our innermost ideas and feelings, and serves as a means of self-discovery, expression, and personal growth. Drawing on Stoic concepts of inner harmony and tranquility, we may harness the transforming power of artistic expression to nourish our souls and lift our spirits. Stoic philosophy emphasizes fostering inner calm and harmony to achieve peace amid life's ups and downs. Being creative helps us find peace within ourselves and provides a sanctuary in the act of creation. This is about connecting with your inner voice. Creativity allows us to communicate with our most profound ideas, feelings, and desires. Allow your inner voice to lead you in your creative activities via painting, music, writing, or any other creative expression. Exploring your imagination. Creativity enables us to explore the limitless worlds of imagination and possibilities. Accept the unrestricted freedom to explore, play, and dream, allowing your imagination to soar to new heights and uncover secret reservoirs of creativity inside yourself. Expressing your authentic self. Creative expression provides a space for authenticity and self-expression, allowing us to share our viewpoints, experiences, and truths with the world. Accept your personality and let your creative voice shine in whatever you make. Finding flow and fulfillment. When we engage in creative endeavors, we frequently experience a state of flow, a condition of intense focus and immersion, in which time appears to stand still and our actions become effortless. Accept the joy and contentment from immersing yourself in the creative process and letting your spirit soar. Cultivating inner harmony. Creativity can restore balance and harmony to our internal environment, calming our brains and nurturing our souls. Engage in activities that offer you joy, inspiration, and inner calm, whether by creating or appreciating the creative works of others. Practical steps for artistic expression may include: every day or week, set aside time for creative pursuits. Experiment with different materials and approaches to see what connects with you the best. Seeking inspiration from the world around you, whether via nature, art, music, literature, or other means. Accepting imperfection and allowing oneself to make errors is part of the creative process. Sharing your creations with others and accepting comments is a chance to develop and improve. By participating in creative expression consistent with Stoic ideals of inner harmony and tranquility, we tap into our intrinsic ability for self-expression and self-discovery, building a stronger connection with ourselves and the world around us. Allow your soul to sing and your spirit to soar while embarking on self-discovery, creativity, and personal growth, whether via painting, music, writing, or any other creative expression. Number 10, prioritize sleep. Sleep is more than a biological requirement. It is essential to total health and well-being. Prioritizing sleep honors our body's need for rest, refreshment, and rejuvenation in the same way that the Stoics regarded peace and serenity as fundamental components of a virtuous existence. Establishing a nightly routine that promotes peaceful sleep may significantly impact our physical, mental, and emotional health, helping us wake up refreshed, invigorated, and prepared to face the day. The Stoics acknowledged the value of achieving inner peace and serenity to face life's hardships with grace and poise. Prioritizing sleep is consistent with this idea because it provides a holy time for regeneration and meditation, helping us replenish our batteries and restore equilibrium to our minds and bodies. Sleep hygiene is developing habits and rituals that promote sound sleep and improve our sleep environment. It is about creating a nightly routine that communicates to our bodies that it is time to relax and prepare for sleep. Here are some valuable strategies for prioritizing sleep. Establish a consistent sleep schedule. To feel energized and refreshed throughout the day, maintain a consistent sleep schedule. Sleeping and waking up simultaneously every day, even on weekends, can do wonders for your body and mind. So, why not try it and see the difference it can make in your life? Consistency is essential for regulating your internal clock and improving your sleep quality. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Do relaxing activities before bed to tell your body it's time to unwind. This may be reading a book, having a warm bath, doing moderate yoga or meditation, or listening to relaxing music. Create a sleep-friendly environment. Keep your bedroom cold, dark, and quiet. Invest in a comfortable mattress and pillows. Use blackout curtains or white noise generators to block out noise and light. Limit screen time. Before bed, don't use electronic devices such as cell phones, tablets, and laptops 1 hour before bedtime. The blue light generated by these gadgets might disrupt your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, making it difficult to fall asleep. Watch your diet and hydration. Avoid heavy meals, coffee, and alcohol close to bedtime because these can interrupt sleep. Instead, choose small, easily digested foods and remain hydrated throughout the day to encourage better sleep quality. By prioritizing sleep and developing healthy sleep patterns, we recognize that our bodies need rest and renewal, paving the way for better physical, mental, and emotional health. Just as the Stoics viewed tranquility and peace as fundamental components of a virtuous life, we might view sleep as a holy time for rejuvenation and meditation, allowing us to awaken feeling refreshed, invigorated, and ready to face the day with clarity, concentration, and vigor. Number 11, practice gratitude daily. Gratitude is a powerful habit that can change our perspective on life by moving our attention away from what we lack and toward the abundance around us. Taking inspiration from Stoic teachings on contentment and thankfulness, adding gratitude into our lives may significantly impact our mental, emotional, and spiritual health. The Stoics highlighted the significance of fostering contentment and thankfulness to attain peace and fulfillment in the present moment. Rather than focusing on what we lack or wishing for external objects or successes, the Stoics believed that genuine happiness comes from accepting the present moment and finding satisfaction in the basic pleasures of life. Practicing thankfulness means identifying and appreciating the significant and small benefits we encounter daily. This is about cultivating awareness. Pause daily to focus on what you're grateful for. This might be as easy as feeling the sun on your cheek, hearing the laughter of loved ones, or seeing the beauty of nature. Keeping a gratitude diary. Consider keeping a gratitude diary where you jot down 3 daily things for which you are thankful. This exercise trains your mind to focus on the good parts of your life while reinforcing an abundance and gratitude mentality. Expressing gratitude. Take the time to thank the people around you who have positively influenced your life. Expressing gratitude, whether through a meaningful thank you message, vocal praise, or acts of kindness, develops deeper connections and deepens relationships. Finding lessons in difficulties. There are often positive aspects or valuable lessons to learn, even in challenging circumstances. Practice viewing complex events as opportunities for growth and thankfulness, emphasizing the lessons learned or the strength gained from overcoming hardship. Living with intention. Begin each day with gratitude and appreciation, understanding that every moment is a chance to experience joy, connection, and fulfillment. Living with intention and awareness allows us to create more incredible gratitude for the abundance of life's events. By practicing gratitude every day, we cultivate an abundance, appreciation, and satisfaction attitude that permeates all aspects of life. Inspired by Stoic teachings on contentment and thankfulness, we learn to change our emphasis from what we lack to the wealth that surrounds us, resulting in joy and satisfaction in the present. As we adopt thankfulness as a way of life, we learn that genuine pleasure comes not from outward items or accomplishments, but from growing profound gratitude for the riches that already exist inside and around us. Number 12, seek support. In times of distress, reaching out to our social network may bring comfort, counsel, and strength. Drawing on Stoic philosophy, which emphasizes the value of community and mutual support, seeking assistance where necessary is not a sign of weakness, but rather a demonstration of our resilience and ability to connect. Stoic principles emphasize humanity's interdependence and the value of developing meaningful relationships with others. While Stoicism promotes self-sufficiency and inner strength, it also acknowledges the inherent importance of community and the power of collective assistance in managing life's challenges. Seeking help entails recognize your vulnerability. Accept vulnerability as a normal part of the human experience and know it's good to seek help when necessary. Stoic philosophy encourages us to accept our limits while embracing our humanity with humility and kindness. Building a support network. Create a support network of friends, family members, mentors, and peers to whom you may turn when in need. Surround yourself with people who encourage and support you, creating a safe environment for vulnerability and sincerity. Communicating your needs. Be open and honest about your needs and challenges with those you trust, expressing vulnerability and seeking help as required. Stoicism teaches us the value of straightforward communication and honesty in developing good relationships based on trust and mutual respect. Offering assistance to others. Just as you seek assistance from others, be willing to help people in your network who are hurting. Practice empathy, compassion, and active listening. And offer a listening ear, a shoulder to rely on, or practical aid when needed. Fostering connection and belonging. Recognize how important human connection and belonging are for our mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Stoic philosophy emphasizes the value of developing meaningful relationships and feeling a sense of belonging in a supportive group. by requesting help from our social network, we obtain vital advice and encouragement, develop our ties with people, and gain a stronger sense of connection and belonging. Inspired by Stoic beliefs on the value of community and mutual support, we know that we are stronger together than separately, and that by relying on one another in times of need, we can weather life's storms with grit, grace, and compassion. Number 13, celebrate your progress. In the journey of self-discovery and personal improvement, it is critical to recognize and celebrate our accomplishments along the way. Inspired by Stoic philosophy, which saw virtue development as a noble endeavor, recognizing our achievements, no matter how minor, serves as a source of inspiration, encouragement, and reinforcement on our path to greatness. The Stoics highlighted the significance of fostering virtue and living in line with our greatest aspirations, acknowledging that the path to knowledge and moral perfection is lifelong. Similarly, recognizing our success recognizes the work and strides we've made to match our activities with our beliefs and goals. Celebrating your progress includes reflecting on your achievements. Take time to consider the progress you've made in many aspects of your life, whether personal, professional, or spiritual. Recognize the struggles you've conquered, the goals you've met, and the individual progress you've made along the way. Recognize the time, energy, and attention you've put into your development and improvement. Celebrate your dedication and perseverance in achieving your objectives and dreams, and express thanks and appreciation for your work. Setting milestones. To help you measure your progress and celebrate your achievements, create milestones or progress markers. Setting milestones, whether for achieving a fitness goal, finishing a project, or progressing in personal growth, gives a practical way to track progress and celebrate achievement. Expressing gratitude. Develop a sense of gratitude for your accomplishments and the opportunities that have helped you grow. Express gratitude for the assistance, guidance, and resources contributing to your achievement, remembering that progress is frequently a collective effort. Rewarding yourself. Give yourself little incentives or celebrations to acknowledge your accomplishments and reinforce positive behavior. Whether indulging in a favorite meal, taking a day off to relax and recharge, or treating yourself to a particular event, find ways to thank yourself for your efforts and devotion. By honoring your success on the path of self-discovery and personal improvement, you reinforce your dedication to excellence and recognize your efforts to become the finest version of yourself. Inspired by Stoic philosophy, which saw the development of virtue as a noble endeavor, embrace marking your accomplishments as milestones on the way to wisdom, fulfillment, and moral perfection. Celebrating your achievement fosters a sense of pride, inspiration, and resilience, propelling you onward on your path to a life of meaning, purpose, and satisfaction. Incorporating these 13 practical Stoic-inspired activities into your everyday routine can result in profound transformation and inner fulfillment. By focusing on yourself and matching your behaviors with the Stoic values of knowledge, bravery, justice, and temperance, you may go on a journey of self-discovery and self-control. Remember that the path to personal growth is a lifelong journey, and each step you take brings you closer to a life of flourishing and eudaimonia, where you are at peace with yourself and your surroundings.